The Cubs are going to hire former catcher for their organization, not even 3 years ago, David Ross, to be their next manager. David Ross has spent the last 3 years since he played and won a World Series for his Chicago Cubs. And obviously, they mean a lot to him. But before I get into it, I want you to think about this. If your friend is your boss and things don't go well, how does it always work out? Not great, right? Look, I do like David Ross. He's smart. He's entertaining. He's a great leader. He is. But everyone needs to calm down just a little bit and turn down that knob just a bit on being excited in Chicago because, oh my goodness, we got David Ross, who Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Javi Baez, and all love so much. He played for the Cubs and these current players. I don't know how I would approach a good friend of mine who I played with 3 years ago, and then I find out today he's going to be my manager. It doesn't matter how much I respected him at all. But who's to say at the first sign of trouble, his friends don't want to listen to him, don't want to respect him because, oh, you're just messing around, you're just my friend. I mean, they refer to him as Grandpa David Ross. Great, great hire, probably, for the Cubs' sake of things. But from a player's point of view, I don't know how I'd view this. There's other guys you could have got. I thought it'd be Joe Girardi. No doubt in my mind, Joe Girardi fit the bill. David Ross has no coaching experience, none whatsoever. And I know a lot of managers have that nowadays. We've seen Aaron Boone. But Aaron Boone hasn't played with any of these players. David Ross played with a lot of them. Here is Anthony Rizzo giving his emotional talk about Daniel Ross, or David Ross, at the World Series parade following their win in 2016.
And lastly, before I introduce him, I want to say a few words about him, the grandpa. Gramps and I sat down a few years ago in an offseason before his last year with Boston. He was a free agent. And we just talked. And we have the same agency, and we're talking. And I say to my agent, I go, man, this is exactly what the Chicago Cubs need. He is exactly what we need to bring everything together. And obviously a lot of pieces came through with that, but he taught myself personally how to become a real winner. And woo, he's like a brother to me. He's taught me a lot in life, on the field, off the field, how to be a better person. I'm forever grateful for him. And he's going out a champion forever. For the rest of his life, he could say the last game he played in, he's a world champion. Let's bring up David Ross.
See, they obviously all respect him. They love him to death. He's done a lot for the organization because he was a veteran player that came and played for them, brought the leadership they needed. But, and I'm like the only guy thinking this way out there right now. Everybody seems to be excited about this. But I just don't see how it's going to pan out. Because, like I said, he just played for these players. And the 2016 Cubs are not the 2020 Chicago Cubs anymore. I mean, they didn't even make the playoffs this year. They had to play in a wild card game a year ago in the playoffs and didn't advance. So how are you going to explain to me and be so sure that David Ross is the guy? There's a difference between being a brother, a veteran leader in a locker room as a player, than being the man as the manager who has to make the lineup, has to make the bullpen decisions, has to decide who's coming off the bench at what situation. There's no proof that he's going to do a good job. There's no proof that he even has the capability of being a manager. And like I said, David Ross is not a bad guy. He obviously brought a lot towards the Chicago Cubs. I just don't see it working out. And that's hard for me to really digest the fact that, like in Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant's case, and there's multiple others that were on that World Series team that are still on that team today. How can you play with a guy, have a veteran leadership within the locker room presence, a man that played on your team, that caught for John Lester, who's still a Chicago Cub? I mean, the catcher in 2016 is the same catcher now. How is he supposed to be the manager of players he played with? And I don't think I'm overthinking this, and I think you're going to see issues throughout the season. If Theo Epstein for the Cubs thinks by a snap of a finger that hiring David Ross, just because he was that big teddy bear that everybody loved in 2016 and he was the magic of it all, and now that he's the magic, he can bring a World Series title back to the historic Wrigley Field Chicago Cubs team. You got another thing coming.